Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 306. Here is the extracted text from the image. Georgia, Hancock County, State of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank, in Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia. Questions to be propounded to Shem Gray of Sparta, Hancock County, Georgia. 1. Q. Have you examined clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of Aug. 26, 1913, here to attached, showing a picture of the jury in the above stated case and showing a likeness of juror H. Hensley? A. Yes. 2. Q. Are you personally acquainted with A.H. Hensley? A. Yes. 3. Q. Did you or not hear A.H. Hensley discussing the question of whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan between the death of said Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank, charged with the murder of Mary Fagan? A. Yes. 4. Q. To the best of your recollection, what did he say in this conversation? In a conversation in Walker and Holmes' insurance office, someone asked Hensley whether he, Hensley, thought Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. Hensley answered in the affirmative. The answer given by Hensley was stated positively and firmly. The conversation lasted for about 20 minutes or one half an hour. All of us were talking, Hensley and Mr. Holmes and Mr. Johnson and others. The whole conversation at the time with Hensley was on the proposition as to whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. 5. Q. Where and when did this take place and who else was present? A. It was before the trial of Frank, and it was in the insurance office of Walker and Holmes. 221.